USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA scrubbed its planned launch for the Artemis 1 spacecraft Monday due to an engine temperature rise. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling reporters the scrub is just another step in the process.
You make it as safe as possible, and of course, that is the whole reason for this test flight, to stress it and to test it to make sure it's as safe as possible when Artemis 2, when we put humans in the spacecraft.
Fannie Mae is predicting the 30-year fixed mortgage rate will go down. The lender saying it believes the average will be around 4.5% next year. As of last Thursday, it came out to an average of 5.5%. Rising interest rates have left many potential home buyers on the sidelines. USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose. I hear better than I ever thought possible. And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
There are fewer people in the United States living paycheck to paycheck. A new report from Lending Club shows 59% of adults felt they were stretched too thin in July. That's down slightly from June, but the survey notes workers earning less than $50,000 a year are being hit the hardest by inflation. Russia is continuing its over 6-month attack on Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has more details.
Russia is moving to build up its forces in Ukraine as its campaign to secure territory in the country's east and south has stalled. A series of volunteer battalions formed in recent weeks across Russia is preparing to deploy to Ukraine.
President Biden is back in Washington, D.C. at the White House after spending the majority of August on vacation. The losses continue on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 184 points on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Virginia is moving to restrict sales of gas-powered vehicles alongside California because of a 2021 Virginia law that links their emission regulations to California. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears says she wants her state to abandon this plan.
If California wants to jump off a cliff, as my mother would say, you're going to do that too. Apparently we are. If this is democracy, as they like to say, then I don't know what we're doing here.
California's Air Resources Board decided that all new cars sold after 2035 must be electric. Washington and Massachusetts are also expected to follow the new standards. Movie theaters have a plan to make things more affordable.
One day, movie tickets will be just $3 in the vast majority of American theaters as part of a newly launched National Cinema Day to lure moviegoers during a quiet spell at the box office. The Cinema Foundation, a nonprofit arm of the National Association of Theater Owners, on Sunday announced that September 3rd will be a nationwide discount day in more than 3,000 theaters and on more than 30,000 screens. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The price of gas is essentially unchanged as the work week begins. AAA reporting the national average price for regular remains at $3.85 a gallon. That's down a nickel from a week ago and 40 cents from less than a month ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.